Ephatha. F for B, Phatha, or open. Actually, I have no idea, but sounds cool. Ephatha. Say that three times. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day. And if you're like me, when I was in high school, for their days when Valentine's Day is really just an awesome day, and their days when it's the pits, I dare to ask, raise your hand if today you can't really you're struggling to think of, I may not have a Valentine. Anybody have that situation today? You want to join me in my club? I don't have a Valentine today. I don't. I'm the only one? Oh my gosh. Okay. Liars. All right. So I was struck with that. It's Valentine's Day. We celebrate a lot of love and affection, the patron of love. In our relationship, somebody's going to get a flower today, or a bouquet of roses maybe, or a nice dinner treat, or somebody this morning, their wife took them to go shopping, which wives don't do that to your husbands. But anyway, it's a great day to celebrate that. Little footnote in the first reading, it's the separation of there's 12 tribes, and God is, because of a little mess up that the son of David messed up, Solomon loses 10 of the kingdoms, 10 of the tribes, 10 of their properties. And it says he's left with only Judah as still faithful to David. That's 11. Who's missing of the 12 tribes of Israel? Any guesses? Good try. Judas, that was a good shot. No, it was actually Levi. All the people of the Levites, they never got land. When all the Israelites entered the promised land and all the tribes were given, you got this side, Joseph's group, you're over there. Judah's group, you're down there by Jerusalem. Levites, you don't get any, because the Lord is your portion. You belong in a special way to the Lord. You are his priests. You are those consecrated to him from his people who are consecrated to him. You stand out, and I will be your portion. I will take care of you. You might imagine saying, well, gee, thanks, but I really wanted that backyard house with the two-story garage or whatever. But no, they were really delighted. It's a really tremendous gift that they bore witness to God's love and the way God provided for his people, even better than property could provide for them. The Lord is their portion. And they were allowed to see God taking care of them in a special way. None of the Levites had land, but none of them starved either. God took care of them. The people took care of them. God showed his love for them at all times. But I was reflecting on that a little bit, that all that we enjoy in this life, all the property or goods that we can have, the entertainment factor, the Xbox, the basketball, baseball, the successes, God has just given of himself to us. All these little gifts of his, creation itself is like this emanating of God sharing aspects of himself with us, little trinkets that reflect his goodness and reflect the joy that is in heaven, just a little bit. So when you score that home run in baseball, it's awesome and it feels so good. And you get a little tiny taste of what God is like, because it's a share in God. You taste cotton candy, it's awesome, it tastes so sweet, you want more of it. It gives you a little taste of God, who is goodness itself. God from whom all things come. And they participate in something that he has fully. They have partially. He has it to the full. Everything except sin. Sin is like a taking of a good thing and then twisting it and turning it against the Creator. And there's a closure to the Creator. Instead of allowing creation and created gifts and good things to lead me to the Creator and give me a taste of the Creator, they block me off, because if I use them sinfully, they block me off from the Creator, and I'm closed. You notice in the Gospel, Jesus takes this poor guy who can't hear and can't speak right, and he takes him away from the crowd. And there he says to him, be open. Maybe that's an image for what it's worth. That in some ways, when sin closes us, Jesus wants to take us away from all those goods that only distract us from him because we use them wrongly. And then he says to us, where you are closed, be open and rediscover my gifts that were meant to lead you, not to themselves, but to me. They are only participations in me. But what you want, what you enjoy, what you desire, what you long for, I have to the full. You enjoy it now partially. One day you will enjoy it in me to the max. Even St. Augustine, another line from his is, our hearts are what? They are restless. What happens if you get that home run? You want another one. What happens when you pitch that almost perfect game? You want the perfect game. We're not satisfied. Our hearts are restless. Not unto frustration, but until they rest in God, for whom they were made to rest fully. And in Him alone can they do that. All those other gifts are like appetizers on the way, little participations, but not the fullness itself yet. I was struck with that because we may not have a Valentine's Day. We may not have somebody who's thinking of me right now and somebody bought me a rose or something like that. I might not have that. It's interesting that if, in that area of love, if all those other goods that God gave us, the good of baseball or cotton candy or basketball or winning the Xbox game or Fortnite, whatever, those are little participations in God. God gives us cotton candy. That's nice. But God is love. So of all the gifts God has given us, that one in particular is almost like a direct channel, almost a most direct taste. Perhaps in the natural world, it is the most direct taste we get of the Creator Himself. But to experience that is to experience Him. But it's still in this life, your Valentine, to borrow the phrase, the lowercase v, Valentine, is meant to be a little experience of God. But God is the Valentine. He's the one who alone knows you and can fully love you. Nobody else knows you that well. Nobody else can touch you in those deepest parts of your heart, of your soul. Only God sees the whole you and loves all of you. And even the parts that you might want to polish, that you're kind of afraid He might see, don't worry, He sees them. But He loves you with them and calls you beyond them. And He keeps coming after each one of us. But that phrase from the beginning, I'll come back to it. God made each of us as if there were only one of us. He who is the Valentine. Yes, He loves all His children. But we kind of lose it in that. He loves all His children as if you were His only child. And today, I'd like to invite you to make this your Valentine's Day with Him. With God, who knows the longings of your heart. And one day will fill those longings better than anybody else ever will be able to. God made you for Himself. God loves you and the whole you. And when you taste Him, when you come up either with your arms crossed to receive the blessing or you receive Him sacramentally in Holy Communion, that's like an intimate kiss from God, if we allow it to be. God forbid the day your girlfriend tries to give you that nice, beautiful sign of affection and you're distracted, like you missed it, dude. Communion is that intimate moment with God, who is intimacy itself, who is love itself, who is the Valentine par excellence. We want to just unite ourselves to Him, be renewed in that ability. Perhaps He needs to, like the gospel, take me away a little bit from too many things that are distracting me from that love. Too many things that have my ears, instead of being open to that love, they have them closed to that love. I need to put myself in a place, maybe even right now, where I can hear Jesus say to me, where you are close to me, be open. Where you are sleeping on me, be open. Where your cell phone has you distracted from me, be open to me. Your cell phone will always need you having to text another text message, another Facebook post, another. Drop it. It's not worth it. Be open to me, who alone can fill you. Amen. Amen. St. Charles Borromeo, pray for us.